This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. Why is it that you think that liberals are so obsessed with gun owners and racism and homosexuality and transsexualism? Why do you think they're so obsessed with that? Conservatives care about things like logic and facts. Liberals care about emotion. Conservatives care about whether a program works or not. Liberals care about how supporting a program makes them feel. Conservatives take the positions they do because they believe that's best for society. Liberals take the positions they do because they make them feel and look compassionate or superior to hold those positions. And once you understand those basics, it's very easy to see why both sides hold the positions they do on most issues and to comprehend why there's so little middle ground. Once you get the mentalities, you can predict which each side will come down on concerning issues. Which throws the entirety of the GOP establishment up for grabs, as far as I'm concerned. Now, an extremely expensive program designed to help disadvantaged minority children read better than has been, but that has it been proven not to work. Liberals will support it and conservatives will oppose it. Liberals will attack conservatives for opposing it. A program that cuts the deficit by cutting people off the welfare and disability rolls who don't belong there in the first place. Now, conservatives will support it, and the liberals will oppose it. A program called Puppies for Orphans that hands out therapy dogs to poor children at $100,000 per year in cost. Liberals will support it, and conservatives will oppose it. Problem with all of this is that most of what passes for compassions with liberals isn't real compassion. There's a cost. Real compassion costs something. And therefore, that there's a limit to how far it can actually go. Now, let's say that Bill Gates makes $10 billion this year and gives away $500 million. Meanwhile, some middle-class accountant makes $50,000 and gives away $5,000. Now, there could be an argument about who's more compassionate, because after all, Bill Gates gave away $500 million. But the accountant gave away a bigger percentage of his overall income. And there are limits to what both men can and should do. If Gates gave away so much money that Microsoft went out of business and the accountant gives away so much money that he loses his home, they would be fools, and we would consider them to be such. Compassionate fools, but fools nonetheless. So this creates limits on what truly compassionate people can do. Many people talk about compassion, but only a few are going to work overseas like Mother Teresa or consistently give 10% of their income to charity or adopt orphan boys. On the other hand, 99 times out of 100, liberals' compassion is nothing more than virtue signaling. They're offering to take your money and give it to someone else. They're offering to take rights away from other people that they don't care about. They're saying that people are racist, bigoted, sexist, or homophobic for disagreeing with them. This is cost-free for them to talk about how much, you know, somebody hates racism, because racism is almost universally despised here in the United States. So, you know, there's very little of it, but and everybody can agree that we hate it, but, you know, there's no price to talking about it. There's no price to be paid for attacking a zoo that made the difficult decision to shoot a gorilla because a boy had fallen into his pen. If you're not a Christian and you have no moral qualms about gay marriage, it's easy to call for the law to crack down on bakers or wedding photographers who refuse to participate because they find it morally repulsive. The problem with all this pointless virtue signaling is that because there is no real cost to it, there are no limits to it. It can go on and on and on. As long as they lose nothing by advocating a position but get credit for being compassionate for taking it, why not go for it? And this creates a situation where people have to keep on upping the ante to stand out. If racism is almost universally despised, how do you get credit for being more sensitive about race than other people? You find new things to call racist. Eventually, when liberals moved beyond parity when it comes to the race issue, they showed they were compassionate by obsessing over the 3% of the American population that's gay. Then, from there, they became maniacally focused on the 3% of the population, if that, that claims to be transgender, although it's actually less than 1%. If every single thing on the liberal wish list for minorities, gays and genders, were to happen tomorrow, there would be a new list of demands or some new series of pet groups that need to be protected, which would spring up almost instantaneously. That's because it's not about specifics. It's about an arms race between liberals trying to signal their virtue by being willing to go further than any other people and being conspicuously compassionate while getting in some cheap shots on their political opponents at the same time. The problem with this is that compassion, real or fake, has very little to do with what makes a society successful. For a society to be successful, there has to be some mercenary tendencies in there. Capitalism is not warm and it is not fuzzy. Contrary to what some people seem to believe, diversity and sensitivity to women's issues are not what makes a military successful. In fact, the most effective policies are often not very forgiving or compassionate. So when you have a large block of the country that completely abandons what works for whatever makes liberals feel good and look more compassionate, it creates enormous amounts of dysfunction. It's like picking which car you're going to drive in a race because of the paint job. The paint job isn't irrelevant, but it's also not going to win the race for you. And unfortunately, people with this kind of a mindset are only able to figure out what they're doing, that they're doing something wrong after the car crashes, and the whole country is along for the ride. Getting out there, you know, there's reasons, there's underlying causes of their compassion, like, they're out there saying, well, you know, children have a right to go to school and not worry about being shot. Well, actually, that should be a universal thing, but it's not a right. There's no guarantees in life. They're wanting to get out there and preach a guarantee. And it's such a rare occasion that those kind of things happen, and yet they want to make out like it always happens, and they want to make out like it's my fault. And so they can get out there and say it's for the children, and then vilifying me is real easy. And that's the way the game is played. That's the way they play their game. It's all about emotion. And the appearance of compassion has nothing to do with real compassion. Do you think Hillary Clinton gives a damn about how many people died in Benghazi? No, she doesn't. Do you think she gives a damn about how many people she might have compromised with her email server? No, she doesn't. Because it's all about the Benjamins for Hillary. It's all about the Benjamins. Anybody in the political class that plays this game is subject to these kinds of rules. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio in living color. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me shooting on video, that's probably because I got the ammo there. Noah Feldman is a Harvard Law professor and a very prolific author. I don't read any of his stuff because he's also a liberal. In a recent op-ed in the Post and Courier, he grudgingly admits that the Second Amendment is a fundamental right deserving as much respect as the First Amendment, but still he gets very much of it wrong, such as the meaning of the 2008 Heller decision coming from Bloomberg.com. The evolution of gun rights has an internal legal logic to it. The contemporary story starts in 2008 with the course of D.C. versus Heller, a 5-4 decision in which the Supreme Court declared for the first time that gun ownership was an individual right, not a collective right of the people to organize into militias. This is one of those favorite positions to take up for the ones that would like to disarm us. But it is false. The Supreme Court never found that the Second Amendment was a collective right. The collective right theory was created out of whole cloth by the Kansas Supreme Court in 1905. The muddy Miller decision in 1934 didn't say the right was a collective one, even though the test case was heavily manipulated by the Roosevelt administration. There are plenty of previous Supreme Court decisions that declare the Second Amendment to be an individual right, though they didn't strike down laws. Heller was just them admitting, most recently. In the Post and Courier article, Feldman has a difficult time explaining why the Second Amendment should not be a fundamental right. More from Bloomberg. With that, the court embraced the old slogan that if you outlaw gun ownership, only criminals will have guns. The court then held that the regulation wasn't narrowly tailored because the city would have to prove that its scheme made people safer than any less restrictive alternative. And it said it was skeptical that such proof could ever be possible. The regulation would only be narrowly tailored, he said, if it were targeted at keeping guns away from people who are likely to misuse them or situations where they're likely to be misused, which is impossible. Then Feldman drops his bombshell statement, if you're on the left. City lawyers tried to argue that the regulation simply restricted the time, place, and manner of bearing arms, limitations that are permissible even when applied to the free speech protections of the First Amendment. But the court replied that the analogy was flawed, which of course it was. A law that prohibited you from speaking while on the street but let you speak while at home wouldn't be permissible. The analogy to free speech is one that belongs to advocates of gun rights, not the other side. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit will have to review this decision, but it's worth noting that astonishing as the reasoning sounds, it makes logical legal sense once the right to bear arms is treated as a fundamental right comparable to free speech. He's coming at this issue from a progressive perspective, where the idea of rights are what the government decides they are, not originating in natural law. In a previous article, he proclaimed that rifles such as the AR-15 aren't useful for self-defense without a shred of evidence to back such a claim. Coming again from Bloomberg.com, that leaves the view that there's something special about weapons that can be used both for self-defense and for militias. According to Scalia, those are weapons that the people who ratified the Second Amendment had in mind. Today, that includes handguns, but it doesn't include assault rifles. They're great for military purposes and no doubt fun to shoot on the range, but they aren't useful for self-defense almost by definition. Who the hell are you talking to? That's nonsense. First, AR-15s are not assault weapons. They are civilian versions of the M16 M4, having been altered to make them semi-automatic only, which takes them out of the military the military role altogether. They are specifically designed for civilian ownership and they're useful both for self-defense and militia use, not to mention hunting. They're like a set of tinker toys. Second, many firearms experts extol the virtues of the AR-15 and similar rifles as being especially suitable for home defense, for all the reasons that they would be useful in a military operation. Feldman asserts that the court won't accept this view because then they would have to accept civilian ownership of rocket-propelled grenades and other weapons as well. That's a false assumption. That is a false assumption. The rounds that are fired out of an AR-15 don't go splody like a rocket-propelled grenade does. The court has already accepted a limit by allowing more regulation on fully automatic weapons. Feldman doesn't, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to weaponry. He makes the novice error of assuming that because AR-15 type rifles are included in legal definitions of assault weapons, that they are assault rifles. It's an easy error for a gun-grabbing lawyer to make. Rocket-propelled grenades are already in a separate federal legal category from semi-automatic rifles. That line is likely where the current court will hold on Heller and Heller-generated challenges to the Second Amendment, provided Hillary isn't the president. It may be that Feldman will come around to this view. To a degree, he seems to value intellectual honesty, in spite of not knowing what he's talking about. If he comes to understand that disarming the populace doesn't confer any real advantages to society, he may switch sides, which will make him a neocon. He seems to be moving in that direction. We have Republicans here in South Carolina. We got reciprocity with Georgia. I've already sent probes deep into the earth to find out if hell has frozen over. But a lot of Republicans here in South Carolina believe that the modern interpretation of the Second Amendment is from Heller. When it isn't from Heller. Heller was admitting, that was the Supreme Court admitting, yes, it's an individual right. That's why it's written the way it is. That's why, you know, just check the vernacular of the time. Regulated meant equipped, trained, outfitted. It did not mean rules, no matter what you want to make it say. That was written in 1791, you know, sometime in the 1700s. You have to go by that vernacular of the time. Not today's way of thinking. I mean, not too long ago, if you know, back in the 30s, they would say, "I hope you have a gay old time," which was, you know, that was meant to mean have a good time. Now, it doesn't mean that no more. Interesting that this cat comes out with this kind of talking. I'm sure that there's probably a lot of liberals that follow him that think he's the stuff. And I'm sure right now their heads are imploding. Today's, so far, a pretty good day. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. From here on out, whenever I refer to Hillary Clinton, I will simply be saying pantsuit. Pantsuit was in the news over the weekend, as she often is. But here's a little thought experiment for you. How viable would a GOP presidential candidate be if he expressed doubts about the sanctity of the right to free speech? What if he said he believes in a more nuanced reading of the First Amendment, in which reasonable regulations were needed to ensure peace in public discourse? The answer to that is it wouldn't be pretty. The candidate would be the subject of no end of derision and criticism by the media. His candidacy would be declared, if not dead, certainly in mortal jeopardy. We'd be flooded with navel-gazing think pieces on the imminent threat his candidacy posed to fundamental civil rights. So why isn't the mal-jacketed, inevitable Democrat candidate facing the same withering fire for her failure this past morning to support the rights guaranteed by the Second Amendment? This is not a trick question either, by the way, if you're wondering that. It's not a trick question. As reported by the Washington Post, in the exchange she had with her former employee and Clinton Foundation contributor, And forgive me, because I never know when I need to stop this, but his name is George Stephanopoulos on his Sunday ABC Gab Fest. Stephanopoulos, let's talk about the Second Amendment. As you know, Donald Trump has been out on the stump talking about the Second Amendment, saying you want to abolish the Second Amendment. I know you reject that, but I want to ask you a specific question. Do you believe that an individual's right to bear arms is a constitutional right, that it's not linked to service in a militia? Pantsuit. I think that for most of our history, there was a nuanced reading of the Second Amendment until the decision by the late Justice Antonin Scalia. And there was no argument until then that localities and states and federal government had a right to do, as we do with every amendment, to impose reasonable regulations. So I believe we can have common sense gun safety measures consistent with the Second Amendment. Then she goes off on the, the talking points that have already been disproved by everybody. And in fact, what I propose is supported by 90% of the American people and more than 75% of responsible gun owners. If we weren't all responsible gun owners there, pantsuit, there'd be a lot of deaths around here. So that is what I think is constitutionally permissible. And once again, you have Donald Trump just making outright fabrications, accusing me of something that is absolutely untrue. But I'm going to continue to speak out for comprehensive background checks, closing the gun show loophole, closing the online loophole, closing the so-called Charleston loophole, reversing the bill that Senator Bernie Sanders voted for and I voted against, giving immunity from liability to gun makers and sellers. I think all of that can and should be done, and it is, in my view, consistent with the Constitution. It's just the Constitution that doesn't exist today. Stephanopoulos. And the Heller decision also says there can be some restrictions, but that's not what I asked. I said, do you believe their conclusion that the right to bear arms is a constitutional right? Pantsuit. If it is a constitutional right, then it, like every other constitutional right, is subject to reasonable regulations. And what people have done with that decision is to take it as far as they possibly can and reject what has been our history from the very beginning of the Republic, where some of the earliest laws that were passed were about firearms. So I think it's important to recognize that reasonable people can say, as I do, responsible gun owners have a right. I have no objection to that, but the rest of the American public has a right to require certain kinds of regulatory responsible actions to protect everyone else. Did you catch that? Did you catch the beginning of that last statement she made? If it is a constitutional right. Here she assiduously avoids conceding that Americans have a fundamental enumerated civil right to keep and bear arms, in order to defend ourselves and our families from all manner of bad guys, whether they be somebody coming in to interrupt my turkey pot pie or the government and everything in between. Yet somehow, right now, the new thing is that Fox News is responsible for the surge in gun sales, which is... that borders on stupidity. Getting out there, Fox News is not pro-gun. Do not kid yourself about them being pro-gun. They may have some people on there that are pro-gun, but Fox News is in its entirety full of Northeastern so-called conservatives, which me and you would look at them and say, you're not from around here. Fox News is not a conservative station. Do not kid yourself about that. Pantsuit, on the other hand, she's out there. 90% of American people, the online, you know, there is no online loophole. There's no gun show loophole. There is no Charleston loophole. She's just full of loopholes. She needs to shut some of her loopholes up, because I'm getting sort of tired of the absolute, positively 100% dishonesty that comes out of her face. Comprehensive background checks. Comprehensive background checks is code for registry. Closing the gun show loophole. That only applies, there's only, her husband and his whole little cabal, what they did was they swept away all the little FFLs so that only people with storefronts could have an FFL. And, Now there's just private people selling guns. And, you know, those guns are like hose pipes and cars and used bicycles and everything else. They are their private property to do with what they will. There is no Charleston loophole. That's a federal law that says if they don't complete the background check in 3 days, you get to buy the gun. That's a limit on government. That's not a loophole. That's a limit on government. Reversing the PLCAA. And all of these things, getting rid of all of this stuff is, you know, it's consistent in her view with the Constitution. But she gives quite a little bit of a wake with the if it is a constitutional right. She's not admitting it. She doesn't want to admit it. She doesn't believe it. She knows she can't get out and say that. And she knows that not enough people watch the Stephanopoulos show to make any difference to it. But for that to get out that far. That's why I am talking about it. You know, I want my people to know about it. Spread the word. She don't believe it. She said so on Stephanopoulos' show. Pantsuit, I swear. I swear. In any event, interesting stuff coming from her. Interesting stuff coming from her. We're going to talk some more about Pantsuit when we get back, because apparently she has a goon squad. I have not run up against them yet. The reason I haven't run up against them yet may be because I don't go to any of her functions. I may have to change my decision on that one. I may have to ask a few friends if they'd like to go out and have some coffee and then go to a political event with me. My friends. Hey, man, what are you carrying tonight? Oh, yeah, I just got this from Sig. Yeah, that's great. Man. You want to go to a political function? Yeah, man, let's go. We'll be right back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ah, yes, welcome back. Coming to you live in living color from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If I am shooting it, if you're watching it, if you see it on video, I got it there. There is one thing that progressives do really, really well. They have always excelled at intimidation. I'll get to that in just a second, as far as their targets. For all the talk against bullying, the political left have engaged in coercion since their inception. Under every left-wing despot from Stalin and Hitler to Mao and Chavez, those who dared differ with state-approved orthodoxy were threatened, beaten, or simply killed. American progressives aren't quite to the murder stage just yet, but given the escalating hatred that they're stirring up, that mile marker can't be that far over the horizon. Think what you will of Donald Trump. Say what you will about Donald Trump. Say what you will about all, and think about all the things that he said. And realize that he has only said things. Yet whenever he gathers with supporters to say things, an organized and well-funded progressive mob gathers outside to intimidate and attack people who simply want to hear the man speak. Their shirts may be all colors of the rainbow, but their actions are decidedly brown. The Sturmab Teilung were commonly known as the Brown Shirts, and they were a fanatical enforcement wing of the Nazi Party during its rise to power. They intimidated opponents of Hitler into submission through threats and violence. Ultimately, they were simply useful idiots who were discarded, read that to be purged, after their usefulness had run its course, but the concept of a fanatical violent mob
to silence opposition lives on in the progressive movement. That mob is currently being organized against Trump, not for policy inconsistencies or even substantive policy differences, but for rejecting political correctness and the ultimate only sin in the progressive worldview, existing wrong. He's not politically correct. This is not breaking news. And this is perhaps his greatest asset. So, when he lacks in policy, specifics, or core principles in respect or understanding of the Constitution, he makes up for with bluntness. When it comes to the issues that truly stir emotions, economic stability, growth, and people's ability to provide for themselves and their family, he says the things that you would overhear at a local VFW or Union Hall anywhere between New York and California. So, despite his silver spoon upbringing and current lifestyle, he knows how middle-class, hardworking, beer-swilling Americans talk and think. Whether he means it or believes it remains to be seen. He is not like them. He was born incredibly wealthy, always has been the boss, and never has consumed alcohol. But that hasn't mattered so far. What has mattered is millions of people who've been force-fed nonsense by self-proclaimed academics and out-of-touch Harvard elites that have rallied to a candidate who isn't afraid to call out BS as BS without using the initials, just like they do when talking to people they know. If you ever manage to watch politics on any level, you've almost certainly heard a politician explaining his stance on something and thought, I could do a better job than this here, idiot. It's the same mentality that causes baseball fans to turn on batters who miss a 95-mile-per-hour fastball when they couldn't hit a ball out of the infield off of a tee. This is, unfortunately, human nature. Now the people who are generally mocked by the coastal snobs find themselves identifying on an emotional level with a thrice-married billionaire who travels in style on his private jet plane. Leftists have derived power through division and fear, segregating the population by race and gender, etc., and trying to convince people there's a conspiracy to harm them and painting themselves as the great protector. Trump completely grates against that mentality, becoming one of us who gets it. It's a different emotional appeal, and it is trumping the progressive-inspired fear. Now confused and afraid, the progressives have gone back to the well to which they always return, which is the angry mob. These rioting goons are organized by people who know what they're doing. They've been conditioned to hate anyone not on their team. And just like the Sturmob Teilung, blind loyalty to their righteous cause crowds out their dignity and their basic humanity. This was easier when the left's control of a few key media outlets was enough to slow communications and monopolize thought. The press was almost the exhaustive domain of Walter Duranty types who served up the New York Times as Stalin's personal press shop. Those days are done, thanks to the Internet, and they're never coming back. There's no longer a monopoly for progressive propagandists with press credentials. For all of its faults, Twitter destroyed the polemicist's power. As the progressives indulge in their typical antics, the world is seeing it unfiltered for the first time. And people are discovering it's every bit as ugly as it's always been, as it has always been advertised to be. The biggest problem with these mobs is where they're meeting at. Because where Trump is, there can be no guns. I wonder what the mob would do if they were chasing a bunch of Trump supporters and they crested a hill and they looked down and about 40 people like me were standing there wearing the kind of stuff we wear when we go to work, carrying the kind of things we carry when we go to work. I wonder how that would impact them. I wonder if they would keep coming. I wonder. And I know this is bad. This is really bad of me. This is bad of me to think this. When if a mob comes after a bunch of individuals for backing, for agreeing with somebody and backing them in the United States today, those folks, the mob, deserve to be met with lethal force. They deserve to be met with something so they too can understand the error of their ways. Crest that hill and see 40 people wearing the gear, carrying the stuff. And that part of it, that makes me wonder. The problem is that wherever Trump goes now, they take away umbrellas and e-cigarettes and everything else. So we that could do something about these folks can't get anywhere near this. But there will come a day. Oh, yes, there will come a day. There will be a moment soon. There will be a moment. And we'll see how it goes. We will see how it goes. My part of this is that my thought process on this is that I simply am not going to put up with it. In the state of South Carolina, if I see somebody attacking somebody with the expectation that they're trying to cause bodily harm or kill them, I can employ lethal force, as can everybody in South Carolina that carries a permit and a gun. And, okay. This isn't my game, and this isn't my world. I understand the whole trappings of violence and when it should be employed. And for those that don't, that want to dabble in it and use it as a means to control thought, I got no sympathy. I got no sympathy for you. If you run into somebody like my friends, oh, goodness. Good luck with it. Coming up next, the next hour, in living color, this is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.